Oh my goodness, man. Where do you even start? Where do you begin? You know, like, what did I do wrong? What am I even missing? Why am I not passing, but other people are passing? We're gonna talk about how to retake the NCLEX without failing it again. Okay, so let's talk about what are the things you can do in order to retake the test without failing it the next time. So here's what I will first tell you. Number one is that you gotta know why you likely didn't pass. And you know, one of the first steps to identifying the why is to get your results that you didn't pass, right? So usually, typically, I know it may vary because of the pandemic, but usually supposed to get your results in the mail, which will tell you the areas that you got below, near, and above passing. And that will honestly give you a lot of definition as far as why you didn't pass the exam. And so knowing the why is so critical. I can give you like a couple of tips as far as why you may not pass, but we do have some other videos on our YouTube channel, which actually may be more helpful. But I've seen though that if people take the test and they get 75 questions and don't pass, it means you usually perform more poorly, like more on the poor end of the spectrum, and you probably gotta spend more time relearning your path though. But people that get near to all the questions but still don't pass typically have to spend more time with critical thinking and strategies. So those are just some very simple, you know, tips as far as like why you did not pass. But getting your results would help you the most. And then also taking some type of assessment test to give you a full total analysis of why you didn't pass your exam would be the most helpful. So that's the first thing, is know your why. Number two is when it comes to, once you figure out what you did, then you want to evaluate what you did that did work. So what did you do? So for example, if you took the test and you noticed that this time before in the past you got anxiety, but you didn't this time, or you took the test and you noticed that this time you got above passing in certain areas, then think about, okay, why did I do better in those areas than the other areas? Is it because I spent more time studying that area? Is it because I spent more time reviewing that area through videos or questions, right? So you want to do like a microscopic view of why you did well in certain areas, so you don't change that so much. I think for a lot of people, because they're so overwhelmed by the shame of not passing, you don't really do an in-depth analysis of why you didn't pass. And so as a result, that can keep you in the same cycle. So evaluate exactly what you did do that did work, and do more of that. Do more of that, and then what you did poorly in, obviously spend time tweaking those areas and spend time working on those areas, right? So spend time learning those areas. That's probably one of the biggest things I could tell you that people don't honestly do. They just take the test again without really evaluating what they did that worked and what didn't work. Once you figure out what did work and what didn't work, what I would tell you is that if you performed on the closer end of the spectrum, as far as like you really were close to passing your exam, like you got near passing all the areas, you got all the questions on the test, and you didn't pass your test, you were pretty close. So then if anything, you want to mimic the same thing you did with this previous one, but just do a little bit more though, right? Just do a little bit more, and then the areas that was low on that test, spend a little bit more time in those areas, right? Crank it up a little bit more than what you did. Give yourself the same amount of time than what you did, right? But because what people do wrong is that like you are so close and you just change everything, Why would you change everything? Yeah, like, you know what, I prepared for the exam, and the first time I took it, I just did a bunch of questions. I was so close, but I didn't pass. So then the next time I changed everything, and I just focused on content, and I did worse. Of course, because you changed everything, right? I hope that what I'm saying is helping, because that's what a lot of people don't really think about, is that you change everything. Don't change everything. Now, if you did very poorly, right? So meaning that you took the test and you got certified questions and didn't pass, and you got at least two or more below passing areas, then that means you did poorly. And if that's the case, then yeah, change everything. You need to, like, what you did didn't work at all, and you're gonna have to completely change how you studied in the past. So these are just different type of strategies to help you to strategically realize the appropriate path to take, so you don't fail it, and so that you do pass it when you take it again. And then the last one, number four, honestly, is to get help, right? Is to, you know, don't try to do it again on your own this time. Remember that it's your license. Remember how the reality will change for you once you have the license, right? Whether that means, obviously, you know, your salary will go up, you'll get a better job, you'll be able to move, you'll be able to do so many things in your life. Get the help that you need so you can see the difference that you really desire. That's probably one of the biggest things I could honestly tell you today. Okay, so I hope that you found this helpful. If you want me to help you, if you go below this video, you can go ahead and book a call right now. Like, there's nothing that has to stop you from getting help. You can book a strategy session where we can, you know, figure out, you know, what's going on and help you to pass. Not, you don't have to do it alone. I can work with you to make sure that you pass this exam for as long as you really need it. So if you want that help, just go below this video and apply right now for a free NCLEX strategy consultation with myself, or it will be one of my team members, so I can work with you to be mentored, tutored, and prepared for the test. All right, and then you can also join our Facebook group down below. It's a free Facebook group with thousands of other people who are also trying to pass their exam. All right, thank you so much for watching. Hope you found this helpful. Go ahead and hit the subscribe, like, and follow button right now, and share this video with somebody that can benefit from it. Thank you once again for listening, and I'll see you the next time. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you found it entertaining or enlightening or informative. And then if you want to know more about myself or who we are, what is Choosing Nursing, you can always visit our website, which is www.choosingnursing.net, or just click below this episode for more details. And you can learn more about us, whether you are a nursing student, you're an aspiring nurse, a nursing graduate, you're trying to pass your boards, or you're a working nurse, we have something for you. So visit our website for more information. And then if you want to get my book, which is called How to Become a Registered Nurse, How to Become a Registered Nurse, it's available on Amazon. And you can find it there. You can also see it on our website as well. All right, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.